How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great...
are you okay?
Yeah, I am. It's just I was choking.
Choking on what?
I was having some water before we started. How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grady Nation is Sam Stoops. He's been on Grady Nation before. He even guest hosted. And you might know him as the Exploding Vape Pen Man because he had his tongue removed after a mishap with an exploding vape pen. Sam, how are you?
How are you? It sounds like you're having a rough time.
No, I was just choking on some water. I'm quite all right. Now, you wanted to talk about how you went on a date and it was a very frustrating experience.
It's like I took a girl, you know, it's very hard for me to get a date in the first place.
I can only imagine.
And so I asked this lovely black lady, a chocolate princess, if she would like to go to the movies, to go see the Irishman.
Is it the Irishman? Oh, okay, in the Martin Scorsese movie.
Yeah, that's right. Is it Irishman or Irishman? I don't remember.
I believe it's Irishman.
Okay, so I saw this lovely chocolate princess and said, you know, would you like to go see this movie, because I love Robert De Niro. He's my favorite actor of all time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yes, I said, you know, Robert De Niro, he's a fan of black ladies just like me.
That's what you told her?
Yeah. She just laughed. She thought I was kind of charming.
She thought you were charming.
Yeah. So I said, let's go see the Irishman, and I'll get you popcorn, and you can have raisinets. I can't eat any of that because of my condition, but if you could smuggle some potato tea soup in your purse for me, I would really appreciate it.
You asked her to take potato cheese soup into the movie theater so you would be able to have something.
That's right. You know what I mean? You have your tongue removed. It's very hard to consume items that are not liquid-based.
Okay. So you went with this woman. What was her name? Because I don't want to refer to her as a chocolate princess. That sounds kind of demeaning.
But nothing to mean it, baby. She's very beautiful. She's a very beautiful girl. And the name is Monica.
Okay, so you and Monica went to the movie theater to see The Irishman, and what was the issue?
Well, you know, as time kept going on, as the movie kept going on and on and on, there were no black people.
Okay. So this, why was that an issue?
Well, I was trying to impress Monica, and you know, there were no black people in the movie, and she said, you know, this movie's kind of long, and that's where's the black people? So she said, are you a racist?
She asked you if you were a racist. Wow.
Yes, can you believe that? And, you know, in all honesty, I can't blame her because Martin Scorsese, he makes this 3.5-hour movie. This is so many long movie. And, you know, there's no blacks. How can you possibly live in a world with no blacks? Doesn't make any sense. So, you know, I started to get real nervous, and I was getting hives and feeling itchy because Monica thought that I hated blacks because every time you look up at the screen, it's just a bunch of whops.
Okay, you don't have to use a slur like that, all right? You don't have to call people that name.
Oh, right, well, you know, when you see that idiot from the Bruce Springsteen band, the do-rag or whatever the hell it is, you have him in the movie, but you don't have any black people? Give me a break.
All right, so Monica seemed to feel uncomfortable because the movie did not feature any black characters of note.
Yeah, that's right. There's no black characters really at all. So she thought I was just some slimeball racist. And she was really not in the mood to go back to my place. Was really, really unfortunate.
So you didn't really get a chance to, you know, do any fun stuff that you would have preferred to do.
Exactly. And just, you know, I said, can we at least have some Starbucks, you know, after the movie? And he goes, okay, as long as you're paying.
So she was willing to have coffee with you or some Starbucks drinks as long as you're paying. So she was upset, but, I mean, not too upset.
I guess, but she started to go on a diet floor. They started talking about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Whoa.
Why is he laughing?
Well, I mean, what was it about Joe Biden that she was upset about?
Well, she was saying that, you know, the way that Joe Biden was talking to that fat guy, would see when Joe Biden challenged that fat guy to a push-up contest and an IQ contest that no black person could get away with that. You know, if Kamala Harris said that to the fat white guy, she would have been beaten up by police.
Well, I sincerely doubt that. I don't think Kamala Harris would have been beaten up by police if she told, you know, a heavyset white guy who asked her a tough question to do some push-ups and challenged him to an IQ contest.
You know, and then she said, if Cory Booker told that white guy off like that Cory Booker, even though he's light-skinned, that you know, he would have been shot by police. He would have been shot. Yeah, shot by police right then and there on the spot.
Shot by police right then and there on the spot. Well, I don't think that is a fair assessment. Now, perhaps the reaction to, if Kamala Harris were still in the race, her saying that, or Cory Booker saying that to a white person, would have been much different than Joe Biden saying it. But I don't believe that it would have resulted in either of them being harmed by the police.
Well, you know, Monica was very upset because she said, you know, society is not supportive of black people. And, you know, after the Irishman, I had no response because it was 3.5 hours of crackers.
Okay. So, what was the result? It sounds like she was very angry about pretty much everything. Did you get a kiss goodnight or anything like that?
No, I said, do you think you would be willing to go out on another date? And she said, but probably not. You know, I thought that you were more supportive of black excellence, and you seem kind of like a disabled honky.
Oh, jeez. So, I mean, maybe on reflection, you should think of it this way, that this is someone who has some prejudiced feelings herself, and maybe you not getting much action from the date or getting a second date is a blessing in disguise.
Well, I guess you could consider that way if you're an idiot.
Well, I'm not an idiot.
Well, let me help me to get a date. And for you to act like, oh, you know, I'm just going to get any woman that I want, you know, so naive. You're stupid.
Well, I'm not stupid. It's just maybe you need a bit more self-confidence.
What? Self-confidence? You know what? I don't need self-confidence. I'm just a person.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat what he just said. Thank you, Great A Nation, for checking in. We'll see you next time.
I'm just a person.
Here is your Spanish lesson for the week. Camila Cabello, Camila Cabello, Camila Cabello, Camila Cabello. There you go. That's your Spanish lesson for the week.